Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. 1, 2, 3, go read. Now, today, we are continuing with our series, which we started last Friday. And we did mention, we'll be dealing breaking strongholds. And today, we'll be looking at this topic again, breaking the spirit of poverty. Breaking the spirit of poverty. Now, go back to scripture. The Bible says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Sit down. First and foremost, I'd like to once again remind people who are not familiar into the prophetic ministry. You see, when we as prophets deal with certain issues, we deal with certain issues in different moments and times according to what God is saying we should do at that particular moment and time. Right now, we have so many people who now understand the prophetic, more especially those who follow the prophetic ministries. But still, we have so many people who all the times don't understand. You see, when we deal with issues of poverty, these are serious issues. These are serious issues. On Friday, I was talking on the same thing. I did mention to say, poverty is a spirit. Look at your neighbor, tell them, poverty is a spirit. Poverty is a spirit. You see, poverty is beyond your understanding. I didn't mention this. We read the scripture where Jesus commanded a demon to come out of a man. So many are the moments, times, and days where Jesus commanded an evil spirit. For example, the dumb man, when he said, come out, the Bible says, and the dumb man began to speak. We heard the demon manifesting. Before leaving out of the woman, a demon screamed. There was a demon of a lion. A demon walked out, and a woman began to speak. So the question is, what made the woman stop speaking? Can somebody answer me, what made the woman not speak? Now, if the demon made the woman not to be speaking, that tells you a lot. If the woman could not speak by a demon can make things stop moving. Now, what people don't understand is when Jesus met the mother and the father of this child in Mark chapter 9, they said to him, they said, our child has a problem of epilepsy. Whenever the spirit seizes him, he falls on the ground. Many often the spirit had taken him to fall into the water. And also, in the fire. Men often. So the Spirit came so many often. Oftentimes. Often moments. The Spirit seized the young boy. And the young boy would fall in the fire. Now, here we are not dealing with another spirit, but one spirit of epilepsy. But the Bible says, prior to the arrival of Jesus Christ, there were people who were his disciples who tried to cast out the spirit, but the spirit could not come out. So Jesus came to find out, why is the spirit not coming out? So Jesus looked at the parents and he said, what's wrong? And the parents said, we tried your disciples, but they could not cast out the spirit. And Jesus said to the demon, you damned and deaf spirit, come out. Why did Jesus Christ use the word damned and deaf to come out? Because there are some spirits that don't talk. There are some spirits that don't manifest. Okay, I'm going to do something right here. There are some spirits that don't talk, and there are some spirits that don't listen. They don't hear. Jesus said, you spirit who don't listen, come out. You demon that does not speak, come out. He didn't say epilepsy spirit, epileptic spirit. He said, you dumb and deaf. Meaning, there are some spirits there that don't listen. No matter how you fast, no matter how you pray, no matter how you command them to leave your house, no matter how you meet a man of God, no matter how you do this, there's some spirits that still remain in there. They don't want to listen. They don't want to go. And today, we'd like to look at some of these spirits. Among the spirits which are dumb is a spirit called the spirit of poverty. Jesus said, you dumb spirit, come out. As I said, among the dumb spirits, there is a spirit of what? Poverty. The spirit of poverty does not listen. Jesus said, no. Peter failed to cast the demon out. I gave Peter power. These are the same disciples who once went out to cast out demons. And they came back and told Jesus. And said, even the demons were listening to us. They were hearing us. And they were coming out. These are some disciples. When they met this particular demon, the demon could not come out. Why? Because there are some spirits that don't want to listen. Amen. Are you even hearing what I'm saying? Yes. There are some spirits that don't want to what? Listen. And Jesus calls them dumb spirits. Jesus calls them deaf spirits. They don't want to come out. So Jesus, he knew because his disciples had tried to cast the demon out and the demon didn't want to go. So Jesus, he knew what he was dealing with. He was dealing with a spirit that don't want to listen. And today if it happens that I have a person in this church today, be it in the manhole or any other overflow we may have today, having an issue which is major. I have prayed for this for so many years. But all other areas, things are moving. But this area of poverty, this area of finances, the demon doesn't want to listen. If I have one person or two or three here today, I want to let you know to say today, God has anointed me to cast out that demon out of you.
I receive. Bring it on that day.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the spirit come out. Oh, wow. I know we have some people who are always there, who will be like, no. A man of God, what you're preaching is wrong. You are telling your people that, you know, when you pray for them, they'll become rich. In fact, the answer is yes, automatically. No, there's no argument on that. But the issue here is this. You see, nobody should lie to you. Nobody should lie to you to say hard work and make somebody rich. Nobody. I choose to argue with that. Have you seen how people Let me tell you something. Go to a construction site. See the people who are doing the construction. How hardworking they are working. But the one becoming rich is the contractor. Who just come there and point the fingers and go. People who are working hard are getting something small. Don't worry, we're changing that today.
You see.
Hard work. I understand. You see, hard work. People who are working really hard are the people who are really poor. Poverty is not in your bank account. It's in your mind. The first day you thought poor, you became poor. The Bible says, as a man is, so is he. As the man thinks, so is he. You see this. The more you think of how poor, how you are struggling, is the more you become. Understand this. I have seen people who say education is the end of foolishness. But trust me, I have seen so many educated fools. You even ask yourself, is this man educated? And if you think education is the end of poverty, I have seen so many poor educated people. Many. Some are even here. If you think prayers can end poverty, you are lying. I have seen so many sisters in Christ, brothers in the Lord, who speak tongues, volcanic tongues.
Yes, daddy.
But in poverty. So poverty, hear me, poverty is a mystery. That I want you to stand today. The Bible says Jesus Christ became poor so that through his poverty we may become what? Through his poverty we may become rich. Now, if any person will argue to you and say, why are you preaching about poverty? Tell them you are demonic. Because Jesus, through his poverty, we may become rich. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. Through his poverty. Don't forget the verse which I just gave you. We're going to go back to the prior verse. Right. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. Now the question is here. Why are you poor? For whose sake? Jesus became poor for your sake. That you, through his poverty, through his, not through my poverty, not through your poverty, through his poverty, the Bible says, through his poverty, might become rich. All your riches hiding somewhere. Today, they are coming to you.
I receive. I receive.
Watch this. The Bible says, through his poverty. Through his poverty, you may become rich. Ask your neighbor next to you. Ask him, why are you poor? For whose sake? The Bible says, for the sake of us. Jesus became poor. And you for the sake of who? Tell your neighbor, we are fixing this today.
Fixing it, daddy.
The Bible says, through his poverty, we may become rich. And I repeat my statement. I am not saying that our main reason why we're here today is because all we want is money. Don't get me wrong. And you know me, I don't love money. But the opposite.
I connect.
People who love money, their end is destruction. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And whatsoever you're looking for, prosperity, riches, shall what? Shall follow you. Exactly. So after we sought the kingdom of God, after we received Jesus Christ, we have now come back to say, what God said must follow us. That's what I'm preaching to today. So anything that is supposed to follow you must follow you. Your house must follow you. Your
house
must follow you.
Your
people must follow you.
I receive it.
Now, we have a problem where some people that don't really understand the spirit of poverty. Hear this. The spirit of poverty comes in different forms. It may come in a form of a sickness. Right now, we have got people now who are sick, but they don't know it's the spirit of poverty hiding, disguising. Now, what's happening? You're not going to hospital all the times. All what you're doing, you stopped working, you can't do business, you can't focus. All you're doing now is to visit the hospital, to pay hospital bills and all of that. Do you know why? Do you understand why? Because the spirit of poverty, if you understand poverty as a spirit, and I'm going to prove to you that it's a spirit. And you'll be very surprised when you leave here. That's how I prove to you. I have no other way to prove to you than delivering you and say, go home.
I receive.
The moment you arrive home.
Oh, yes.
I receive.
Bring it on. Major. Do it, Daddy.
The moment of poverty must leave you alone.
Oh, yes.
Hear this. No matter how. Watch this. As I said, poverty is a spirit. I'm going to prove to you. And the proof is your testimony. I have got so many people here who are very intelligent. And remember, I told you, the most intelligent demon is a demon of poverty. People who are poor, they are very intelligent. If you meet a poor woman or a poor man, ask them the plans of business. They have got all proposals. They think more than Bill Gates. I'm telling you, the most intelligent demon in the world is a demon of poverty. They may think for others. The same way. The most biggest judge in the church is a sinner. Someone who is a sinner, all they do in church is to look for faults of others. You see that one? You see? And ask her how holy she is or how holy he is. All they'll be doing is, you see that brother? And the brother sees us raising up a hand in his worship. Like, you see him? Have you heard about this? Find out their life. Miserable. They're judging someone. The Bible speaks about a story in the Bible who two men went on the temple. One man went there and he raised up his hands and said, God, you know how old I am? You know, I don't sin. I don't, you see, the Bible says that. And one man went there and said, God, I'm a sinner. And the Bible says, the man who received mercy was the man who humbled himself. Don't come in the church with a holy attitude. We all know that we are justified. We know we are righteous. But the moment you've got a holy attitude towards even other people, God will humble you. The most intelligent demon in the world is a demon of poverty. Nice ideas. Trust me, if I can take people here who are like, it's okay, and we want to have this thing to be done, who can help in ideas? Everybody raise up their hands. Because the most intelligent demon is a demon of poverty. Do you understand? Now watch this. I gave you Ecclesiastes 9, verse what? 14. There was a little city with a few men in it, and a great king came against it, besieged it, and built great snares around it. Now, how would you do? Your city is surrounded by enemies. They have even put snares. There is military in the country to defend you from all these snares. But they were not saved by military. They were not saved by their president. But who saved them? Verse 15. Now there was found in it a poor, wise man. I don't understand why poor people are always wise. There was found in it a poor, wise man, and he by his wisdom. He by what? His wisdom delivered the city. Yet no one remembered that same poor man. And that's so bad, as I told you on Friday, that you see, the story ends with nobody remembered the poor man. When he was saving them, he was a poor, wise man. After saving them, nobody remembered the poor man. You are wise. They will use your wisdom. After finishing using your wisdom, when you help them on the things they want you to help them, they forget about you. They consider you as a useless. But don't worry. Riches and prosperity will locate you today in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
And God will give you this prosperity. Not to use it for oneself, but for the glory of the holy name. God will give you prosperity and riches, so that you can become the hand of God and touch the poor and bless the hungry and feed them. They, those that are in need. You'll be a custodian of God. Now, as I said before, the most intelligent demon is a demon of what? Poverty. I'm still talking. Now, go back to the prior scripture, the first scripture we opened, Proverbs. Now, understand this information. As I said before, people who are very intelligent are poor. Why are they not using their intelligence to become rich? They may even take loans from the banks, only to find out the business they're trying to do collapses with all their intelligence. So we conclude that poverty is not just about being intelligent. Poverty is about conquering a demon behind it. There's so much to be revealed about the spirit of poverty that you don't know. Proverbs. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. Now, the Bible tells you there was a city. Remember, Ecclesiastes, it is Solomon who was writing, and what he was writing were proverbs. Then we come in this scripture, we go in the book of Proverbs. The one who wrote Ecclesiastes is the same person who wrote the book of Proverbs, and his name is Solomon. Now he's revealing to you the city he's talking about, where the poor wise man was. Now the scripture here says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Now he's telling you two things here. The rich are protected. What protects them is their riches. Their riches is their defense. But the poor are defeated by their poverty. Meaning before poverty, they were poor. You are not understanding this statement. Before even poverty came, they were already poor. Now, give me back the scripture. Now, the Bible says what? It says, B, the destruction of the poor is their poverty. What is destroying you is your poverty. What is harming so many Christians is the demon of poverty. Their destruction is the spirit of poverty. Can I cast out something today? Let me show you something here that you don't understand. The Bible here says, before poverty came, they were already what? Because poverty is in your mind. This is why when you find a rich man, I take my book, my books, and I take oil, and I go to a rich man. I say, I've got your gifts. Choose one. He will choose books. Go to a poor man. He has nothing to do with oil. I mean your books. All he wants is oil. Because poverty is in the mind. Even if I tell you, in this book I have written how to come out of poverty. Say, no, I want oil. Because a poor person, all they want is straight answer. No information, nothing. All they want is, I must walk out of poverty. But how to walk out, they don't want that part. So you understand, it is a spirit. You try business. All this business you talk about, the same thing that you're doing. Somebody else is doing the same stuff, and they're rich with it, and you're poor with it. What's really going on?